Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. It's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being here. Kathy Perry is here. She's our good friend, galactic guru of social media. KathyPerry.com is her website. I encourage you to check that out. And she is my, by the way, she's also my social media guru. We count on her for our stuff. And we enjoy working with her. Kathy, one last topic, and that's about Facebook again. Cost per click ad fees. What's this about?
Well, actually, Facebook is making a change to the way they charge.
Wait. Facebook is changing things?
Another change.
Alert the media. When has this ever happened before? Sarcasm is so much fun, and I'm so good at it, too, Kathy. Go ahead.
Well, the cost per click, when someone would want to click on an ad in Facebook and go to your website, when they were charging for that in the past, that click that you were paying for also was charging you if anyone liked your ad, shared your ad, or commented on your
even
ad.
Though well, they, even though they wasn't a buying
even
opportunity.
Even though they didn't go to your website, you were still getting a charge for that.
Wow.
Which is
that sounds
not
like
a good
Facebook.
Thing.
That sounds like Facebook.
Yeah. So then when you look at cost per click, that really wasn't how many people got to the website. And it could, you know, they're talking about, well, when they make that change, it will mean a drop in revenue for them. So they're going to charge
bless
more probably for that cost.
Poor babies. Poor babies.
And I guess Twitter made a similar change last year, and they had a significant drop in revenue when they did that. But they decided, you know, then what they do is raise the cost per click.
But hey, guys, you're not supposed to charge us for stuff we're not getting.
I know. It's true. You know,
You don't get to charge me for the apple pie just because I can smell it. Right? It's got to go on my fork and into my mouth. Otherwise, you don't get the money.
Right. So even if somebody, you know, clicked on any part of the ad, that was a charge to you at a cost per click. And
we used to call that nice work if you can get it. Right? It was a song. It was actually a song.
Well, they were getting it because nobody really knew.
People didn't realize
that that's the way they were doing it.
How long did it take? A couple of years before people realized?
Yeah, probably. I have no idea, you know, how this came about. And maybe they were getting some pushback about that. The challenges, and here's the other thing I thought is so ironic, because sometimes you can have a whole comment thread of people talking about your ad, you know, and it could be people ranting, you're paying for it.
So here you are thinking, hey, man, I've really got some engagement here. We should do more of this. And then the next thing you know, you get a bill, and wait a minute, why have I got a $2,000 bill?
Exactly. So now you're going to actually only be charged for people who click on your website.
And go all the way through to have an opportunity to buy something.
That's right, which is what you want.
That's right.
That's what you want. So.
Well, it's amazing. So what's your evaluation at this point now? Here we are. I mean, social media is pretty mature now. We're getting really close to where people are not talking about social media strategy separate. Where you know, it's kind of becoming more integrated. I'm seeing more companies spending less money on television and more money on social media. For example, big companies. So it's becoming more mainstream. What's your evaluation of all of it? Is it more hype or less hype? Is it critical mass?
I think it's real. I think it's very important and a big part of every brand strategy because it is where people are spending a lot of time. It is where people are communicating through that channel.
Yep.
And you can't ignore it. it, I mean, we see it in many medias, you know, obviously newspaper, who's going and buying the newspaper and reading it anymore? You know, they're getting thinner and thinner. And, you know, so it's that type of thing. It's an evolution. And even, you know, television, I mean, they're going through a huge metamorphosis.
Yep. Yep.
And lots of people are switching to different types of ways to get to see what they want to see. And they're bypassing all the commercials. And so, you know, and
these are
people...
These are interesting times, and social media has created a lot of that. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
KathyPerry.com. Kathy with a K. Perry with a P. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.